Hello everybody and welcome to today's Sunday sermon, which is the 18th Sunday in Ordinary Time. My name is Father Tom Casey of the SMA Media Centre in Ndola in Zambia, producing and presenting this programme. Today we read about the rich farmer man who stores up all his grain and his food in barns that he built and felt that he had provided for himself forever. Only that night the Lord called him to his eternal reward. What would God say to him? Jesus used this example to offset what a young man among his audience asked him, "Can you help ask my brother to share our inheritance?" And Jesus shows him that his true need was to be ready for the next world. He showed the man how to be really rich, namely how to be rich towards God. Jesus' warning indicates that we need constant vigilance to keep this enemy of the soul at bay, namely greed. Jesus here answers the vital question, how can we invest our lives wisely so as to be rich towards God? Our happiness lies not alone on material gain. Saint Augustine, and I quote him in his Confessions, "You have made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless until they rest in you." End of quote. We can excel in the eyes of the world. We can be admired and loved and praised for whatever profession we have chosen. But when the crowds go away and we are left with the empty halls that echo within each of us, if we haven't been cultivating a sense of God in our lives. Quoting Saint Augustine once again, when he says, "Pray as though everything depended on God." Saint Augustine liked to quote the early Christians in the New Testament, in Acts of the Apostles, when it says, "No one claimed any of his possessions as his own, but everything was held in common." That's the end of the quote. And St. Augustine goes on to say, upon this passage from the New Testament, the rule established by Christ is that the community must live in harmony, be of one mind and heart, on the way to God. In Matthew 19, verse 24, Jesus himself says, "It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." End of quote. The church fathers stressed the difficulty of owning many earthly possessions without loving them too much. St. Ignatius from Spain entered the army at the age of 17, but on May the 20th, 1521, he was gravely injured with a shattered right leg. He underwent several surgical operations to repair the leg, with his bones set and rebroken. In the end, the operations left his right leg shorter than the other. He would limp for the rest of his life, with his military career over. While recovering from surgery, he underwent a spiritual conversion and discerned a call to the religious life. In order to divert the weary hours of convalescence, two completely different books were brought to Ignatius. One was a book about the life of Christ, and the other was a collection of saints' stories. He read them and he thought about them, and he was struck by the great sacrifices that the saints had made for God. He was overwhelmed by their love of Jesus. And Ignatius thought, and I quote, "Why am I using my life for myself just? These people did so much good during their lifetime on earth. Why can't I? Ignatius decided that he would use the talents God had given him, his strength, his leadership ability, his bravery, and his intelligence to serve God and God's people. Inspiring him to devote himself to God and follow the example of Francis of Assisi and many other great saints. This decision of Saint Ignatius is in direct opposition to the thoughts and decisions of the rich man in today's gospel story. This man saw himself as the owner of all that he had and without any regard for God. He refers to my crops, my barns, my grain, my goods, and my frighteningly of all, my soul. God rightfully owns everything we have and are. If he lets us use any of it, he still retains the ownership, and we will give an account to him of how we used it as stewards. We are stewards of our lives. No matter how meager or maybe poor our life may be materially, but is given to us by God, and we have a responsibility to use the gifts and all that he has given us for the greater good of the gospel. If we have been given health, we will be accountable to God for how we managed our healthy bodies. If he has given us intelligence, he will demand an account of how we used it for his purposes. If he entrusts material goods and money to us, someday we will answer for how we invested it in the light of eternity. The greedy man is proud. If you ask this man, "How did you get all this wealth?" he would probably say, "I got it all by hard work, using my head, and I had a little luck as well." But he wouldn't have acknowledged God's grace as the source of it all. The greedy man is self-sufficient. His confidence was in his many barns full of produce, not in God's care. He asks himself, "What shall I do?" He proudly declares, "This is what I will do." He does not ask, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" The rich man made a deliberate, thought-out decision, but he left out one critical factor: eternity. Nothing in this life is guaranteed except death and our redemption in Christ, if we give our lives to him. To be really rich, Jesus says, we must be rich towards God by laying up treasure in heaven. St. Paul says that we do that when we are rich in good works, generous and ready to share. We should think of ourselves standing before God, giving an account of what he has entrusted to us. Will we be really rich on that day? Will we be able to say, "I was your servant and I tried my best to share and use all the gifts you gave me for a greater glory and the goodness and health of my neighbours?" May God bless you. This is Father Tom Casey, SMA, of the SMA Media Center in Dola in Zambia, signing off now and wishing you a beautiful day and a great, grace-filled week ahead.